Well, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, I love the energy. Have you ever woken up really early in the morning and your head feels like it was just filled with cotton and it was difficult to think and you feel like you're just going to like stagger through the day, but suddenly you have to lead church and you've got to preach? Have you ever felt that way? Not exactly. Maybe part of that? Yeah, part of that. What's that? Not the preaching part. We can change that. No, it was an interesting morning. Today, I want to talk about this gospel lesson that we have before us. Because we have Jesus who is beginning his ministry. He had just returned from the desert, from the wilderness. And here's John who's basically introducing him into society, into the town. This is the Lamb of God. Here he comes. Look, that's the guy. You might want to look at this guy over there. He's greater than me. Don't look at me anymore. That's the one you want. Jesus is about to call his first disciples. And what's interesting is that they are already called disciples in this reading before Jesus called them to be his disciples. So who were they disciples of? John. These were some of John's students. These were some of John's disciples. These were some of the guys who followed John around to listen to his teaching about repentance, about changing your life. This new message that was out there that pulled thousands and thousands of people from all over the country, the countryside, the wilderness, the desert, all came to be baptized by John to start their lives anew. So Jesus does something really interesting here. The disciples start to follow him. Have you ever been followed? Yeah? You kind of know it when someone's following you, right? Whether it's intentional or unintentional. Have you ever had a car that was behind you and was behind you for a long time, and then like turned right when you turned right, and then turned left when you turned left, and then turned right again when you turned right, and then happens to pull into the house that's like three doors down from yours? That's happened to me. And I always find it kind of strange because you notice it happening, right? You notice it. Jesus turns around and he asks them this really important question. What are you looking for? Now, we could read really deeply into this, or we could just look at it as the surfacey kind of question that it is, right? It's these two people flying, what are you looking for? Or perhaps Jesus, as we know him and his teachings and the way he has done things, at this point, in the future, the way he's going to do things in his ministry later, we know that everything that Jesus said has a much deeper level, deeper meaning than is originally presented, right? We always take things at the surfacey level because that's where our minds kind of dwell and hang out. It's like when someone comes up to you and says, how you doing? What do you say? I'm doing fine, thank you. And why do you say that? It's because it's easy. It's nice. That's what they want to hear, right? There's this. It's kind of the same thing. What are you looking for? The disciples going to go, Rabbi, where are you staying? So they answer his question with a question. He says, come and see. But that question, what are you looking for, is the question that has stuck in my mind. And I think there's a reason for that. Because what are we looking for? What are you looking for? You come to this place on Sundays and throughout the week. You come to this place for a reason. You are looking for something. What is it that you are looking for? You're looking for Jesus? Yeah. What else? What are you looking for? You're looking for the word? Acceptance? What did you say? God's leading. We're all looking for so many different things, aren't we? Everybody in this room is looking for something different. Some of the things might overlap. So Let's take it on an even deeper level. Okay? Let's take it on a deeper level. Those things that you are looking for, perhaps they are those things in your life that you are not so proud of. You following me? Jesus knows that when we go deeper into ourselves, we will find Him. We will find what we are looking for. To be able to do that means kind of going into those dark places of your soul, of your heart, and have to, you know, come to terms with the things that you have done or the things that you have left undone, maybe the mistakes that you have made, those little things you don't like about yourself. I call it the lie machine. You guys, I think everyone has a lie machine that goes by many different names. That's just what I call it. And that's that voice in your head that kind of just talks to you all the time. You know it? Yeah, kind of tells lies about you. Say, oh, you shouldn't go today. They don't really like you. You laugh because it's true, right? Yeah, we all have these insecurities, and it's because of that lie machine that's constantly spinning these lies and these webs in our mind, and it keeps us from becoming greater, from becoming who Jesus knows we are and has created us to be. And the only way that that thing can get silenced is by going deep. What are you looking for? Peace? Calm? Joy, happiness, we tend to look for those things, right? We've experienced them at some points in our lives, and we want to experience again because it's so much better than the stories that are in our minds, right? Jesus knows this. He asks his disciples, what are you looking for? And like us, they gave the easy answer. Looking for where you're staying, Jesus. Where are you staying? Maybe we'll come and talk to you some more. And they hung out with him all day long. We have to go beyond that, beyond the surface, so that we can grow as disciples of Jesus. There's a reason he puts this question before all of his disciples. What are you looking for? He knows they're going to follow him. What are you looking for in following me? What do you want? What do you want out of this relationship? Do you want to be famous? What are your intentions in following Christ? Do you want to change? Do you want to become a better person? Do you want to grow in your spiritual nature? Want to control others around you? Do you want the power? You can see the different intentions all mixed in there, right? Depending on what your answer is. Jesus knows that the road that he is going to be walking is not an easy one. Jesus knows that his message is a radical message. That it's going to change the world. It's going to flip everything upside down on its heads. And Jesus says, what are you looking for? If Jesus was here now and Jesus said this to you, what are you looking for? How would you answer that? Knowing what you know, that following Jesus is a difficult road. It's a difficult path. But it's a righteous one. And it's one that we are all called to. Once we see ourselves for who we are, we can do that. Once we are okay with who we are, deep down, that's when growth begins. There was a time in my life where everything was kind of surfacey. I was a surfacey pastor. That's all I really knew. They teach you in seminary. They teach you, like, what to say, right? For these different Bible passages, they don't teach you that there's deeper layers. It's like the scripture is like an onion. We just keep pulling layers and pulling layers, and that we are like onions as well. And we keep pulling layers and layers and layers and layers away to find out who we truly are. And each time we open a layer, it's painful. All the that, what is it called? It makes you cry?
Onion juice.
Onion juice, yeah, but it's like some kind of acid, right? Hydrochloric acid? Is that what it is? No. I can't believe nobody knows. Nobody here knows what it's called. No one's Googled. Oh, please. It's killing me. Huh? Sulfuric acid. Thank you. Goodness gracious. Hydrochloric acid. That's so silly. Sulfuric acid. It's painful. It makes your eyes tear up and they burn. But that's, you know, you have to do that if you're going to make this onion into something really tasty, right? We have to go through this growth, which can be painful. And the way we grow is by acknowledging those things in our life and in ourself that some of those things that you have listened to, that you have made an agreement that they are true, that I am not a nice person, that I am an angry person, that I am too shy for anyone to like, that I am fill in the blank, right? These are just some of the ones that go around in my own head that I've had to deal with. Once we get to that point that we can deal with those things and we acknowledge them about ourselves and we say, yeah, I made that agreement, but I don't have to follow it anymore. Once we get to that point, you know, that's where really the light of Christ is shining into us and changing us from like the very deepest level. That what we are looking for is found in Him. All this strange, tangled web, right? Scripture, the teachings of Christ, our chickens walking by exactly at this time every Sunday. And it totally throws me off every time. Goodness. Goodness. So what do you want? Follow Jesus? What do you want by following Jesus? What are you out to get? Mercy and grace and peace and love. I think we all seek those things. I think we seek them in our life as a disciple of Jesus. And I think we seek those things outside of our relationship with Christ. And we fill ourselves up with all these things that kind of we get full and then we're empty again, and you know, that's the journey. But when we fill ourselves up with Christ, we don't need any of that other stuff. What do you want? Jesus answers that by saying, come and see. Come and see. And you will eventually find what you want. Come and see. That's it. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for your word. We give you thanks for being your disciples, and for allowing us to be your disciples. We give you thanks for walking with us daily and for helping us to grow, not only in our faith and spiritually, but in our relationships with one another. Lord, we ask that you would continue to walk with us, continue to show us and give us, show us the way and to give us opportunities to grow deeper into you. Lord, we know that each of us here has something that we are seeking, and we want to find that in you. We ask, Lord, that you would show us the way. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. So our sermon hymn is Lamb of God. If you'll please rise.